We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll talk with the folks from Google later this morning about what's going on with the search trends. John Rash and the Star Tribune editorial page will join us in our weekly Rash report on things happening around the metro. But for the what's happening nationally and internationally, we always like to check with Margaret Brennan. How's that little nine-month-old doing, by the way?
He's doing great. We're working on teething, drooling a little bit, but okay.
Have you found the magic little, you put it in the freezer and put it in the fridge and give it the little teether thing, or is there something different going on now?
Yeah, well, we've got some of those. I just bought something else for like frozen fruit he can suck on. So I'm looking for solutions if anyone has any.
Very good. Let us know. We'll get him over to Margaret. But it is amazing, Margaret. I know it's only 9 months, but boy, has time flown, huh?
Oh, I know it's a cliche, but truly, truly, it does fly by.
Hey, a lot of things going on in the world and here nationally as well. One of the lead stories I heard on CBS here moments ago was Joe Biden reversing course on the abortion issue. Tell us about that story this morning.
Well, the former vice president has officially changed his position on what's called the Hyde Amendment. This would limit federal funding for abortion. And this is a law that in the past he has supported, but now says, because circumstances are new, according to his campaign, that he can no longer support it because he says that would be discriminatory against poor women or women of color. What he's referring to there is this block on federal funds limits access to abortion through Medicaid. And in the environment we're in, he says, with states trying to restrict abortion access in particularly the American South, that's made him revisit this. But this is an issue that the vice president has changed his position on a few times, struggled with openly. He says as a person of faith, as a Catholic, he has had problems supporting abortion, but has supported Roe v. Wade. So if anything, people are looking at this, what some characterize as a flip-flop, some characterized as an evolution, as responsive to the leftward forces in the Democratic Party pulling him towards away from the middle ground and more towards the left. And so this if you're reading the tea leaves, that says even a moderate like Joe Biden is having to succumb to some of these forces within his party.
On the other side of the political party, President Trump, that threat to impose those tariffs, Margaret, on imports from Mexico, which is making big news, of course, here in Minnesota as well. But that seems to have created a split among Republicans in Congress. What's the latest on that?
Right. Republicans love to talk about and make it a point of pride to say that they don't support taxation, and this tariff would be a taxation, and it would particularly hurt border states like Texas and others who have a tremendous amount of daily trade across the Mexican-U.S. border. If this 5% goes into effect on Monday, it would then be followed by a ratcheting up to almost 25%. What we know is that the Mexican government has come to the table, has made offers that the White House believes are significant. They haven't been enough yet for the White House to take the threat. That's going to ultimately be up to President Trump. But I know through my sourcing that Mexico did offer to put more troops on their border with Guatemala. Remember, the majority of migrants aren't from Mexico. They're coming from Central America. And they have made offers to tweak their own asylum laws so that people could ask to stay in Mexico and not go to the U.S. border to claim asylum based on a fear for their lives. So these are seen as significant concessions, but they are not yet enough for that kind of dramatic fall off in migrant numbers that the Trump administration wants to see. Remember, there are more than 100,000 people who crossed in May and 100,000 people or more in April.
What are you going to do on Sunday yet? Do you know on the show on Face the Nation?
We'll talk about some of this with Republican Senator Roy Blunt. He's in leadership, and they are in that awkward spot, as you said, of wanting to support the president but not supporting this as a tactic. And so they've made that clear to the White House. They don't want to see this go into effect Monday. We've also got two 2020 contenders, Senator Klobuchar. I know she's familiar to all of you. And Steve Bullock, the governor of Montana, who's also trying to stay in the race.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Senator Klobuchar, good friend of the show. Hey, I wanted to also just kind of go back a couple of days here from the week, but I got to say the coverage I thought of what happened with the 75th commemoration of D-Day was fabulous. It was educational for many who were unaware of it. It was really fascinating to see the honoring of so many veterans, so many that are still alive from that. That's just stunning, some of the people you had on CBS News. But anyway, it was kind of an interesting narrative this week and kind of fun to divert away from other things.
It was nice to see those rare moments of comedy, of, you know, reaching out to our allies and remembering what it's like to be working with each other and not fighting with each other. I think it's also a good reminder that it was that world order that came out of World War II that was shaped by America, all those institutions that now are being called into question, NATO, the UN, the IMF, the World Bank, all of what America did to shift from the military to the civilian response in the aftermath of World War II, we're now questioning. So it's a good reminder of what that came out of and the sacrifice that was made to really build the world we've been living in for the past 75 years.
Yeah, a lot of great coverage. Margaret, I know you're busy this morning, and have a great weekend, a busy weekend. I'll see you on Sunday morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Margaret Brennan, host of CBS's Face the Nation, WCCO. What a week it was, saluting the heroes of D-Day. And, Doc, I shouldn't say fun, but it was – I just enjoyed the what they were showing and the remembrance of it and honoring those who served and died, and just amazing stuff, I thought.
And some of the veterans that are still around telling stories. And,
oh, boy.
How about that 97-year-old veteran who parachuted with the help of somebody else?
Yeah, and some of those guys look great in their 90s. So it is 6:27. We check your traffic and weather. That's coming up next on this warm start to your weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.